I'm here with Don Piesold from Litchfield Chamber of Commerce, having a chamber chat this morning. Good morning, welcome.
Good morning, Sarah.
Let's start off with the ribbon cutting. You seem to always have a ribbon cutting coming up.
Tell me
about this one.
Once again, we're so fortunate to welcome a new member, Reed Eye Care. She is having a ribbon cutting, or we are having a ribbon cutting with her at noon on Friday, June the 5th. At 111 East Ryder Street in Litchfield, Dr. Maya Reed purchased the business from the former owner, Dr. Kent Satovia. So we're very happy to welcome her as a new chamber member.
All right, so that's over by City Hall area.
Yes, across the street from the City Hall, Reed Eye Care.
All right, and as always, you have a bunch of events coming up this summer. Farmers market, how's that been going?
I think it's been going okay. I know we've had some rain that's interrupted it here and there.
Oh, yes.
But as a whole, we did open it early this year. So we had some flowers, and I've had received several phone calls. But it is definitely in full swing now, and a great venue to showcase locally grown produce, baked goods, and homemade artisan items. All area organizations and churches are invited to host a booth at a cost of only $5 a day. Vendor applications and guidelines are available through our website or at our office inside the museum. You can swing by and just pick up a copy. Again, you can even just show up at Library Park on Mondays and Fridays from 2 o'clock to dusk, and there will be applications right there on site as well.
All right, I'm excited. I still need to get over there. I always think about it too late on Friday, but I love local farmers markets.
I do too, and we have in the past had some good participation. So I'm sure now the vegetable season is coming into full swing.
Yes,
right. I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to tomato season. I'm not sure when that starts, but I feel like it's a little early.
It is a little early. So I've been told.
Yeah, not too up on my gardening. Maybe that'll be something I'll get into later in life.
I have to confess, I'm not either. So we can learn together.
Yeah, my dad is, so I'll have to call him up and learn from the master gardener.
There you go.
But all right, Party in the Park is coming up. Almost June.
I know. Our 35th annual Party in the Park is going to be on July 17th and 18th. Plans are well underway, and we're very excited about some new events that we've added. The Human Foosball Court, or a Human Foosball Game and Washer Tournaments. We invite all students and adults to participate and sign up. We'll once again be hosting the Miss Chamber of Commerce pageant and the Little Miss and Mister Party in the Park as well. The Litchfield Idol Contest will be on Saturday night. All applications for all of the events within the Party in the Park are available on our website at www.litchfieldchamber.com. Or, of course, you can call the office, swing by anytime, and get one there. The phone number is 324-2533. We are accepting all vendors at this time, applications for food and otherwise. So pick up or download your application and reserve your spot for the weekend. They do fill up, and we're excited. I'm praying for good weather.
Yes.
That's right.
All right. Is there a deadline for any of the applications?
The sooner, there's always, I always try to squeeze anybody in,
yeah.
But the sooner you get it in, the better, as you know, for the planning purposes. And so we know how to plan and set everybody up within the park. So, but it's not for a while. Now we're open and accepting applications at this time for vendor spots, like I said, food and otherwise.
Yeah.
Litchfield Idol contestants, Miss Chamber of Commerce, and those may be picked up at the high school as well, if any girls are interested, or on our website, as I said, and the Little Miss Party in the Park. That's a fun one. They're all fun.
Coming up sooner than you think.
That's right. The Human Foosball Game, I'm really excited about that. And the committee's going to take a bit of a road trip and go to St. Louis and watch how this is all done and how they play it. And then we're going to make it. And we've had several businesses call us up. And this is something fun to think about. For instance, WSMI could get a team together and challenge another local business to a game. So that's a thought. And we really have had some interest in that. And I think that just makes it even more fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll have to be the one to talk people into it.
Well, there you go, Sarah. I laid the gauntlet down for you.
All right. Well, I am super excited about the next one on our list. The Fountain is coming back.
Yes, I am excited as well. The Litchfield Chamber is very close to completing the restoration of the fountain inside Library Park. And the Downtown Committee has been committed, along with the City of Litchfield, for about 8 years now to the raising of funds for the restoration. We're in hopes of its completion sometime in June. I know in the past I have stated it earlier in the year, but we're really in the final stages, and we're all hoping that in June we can get that going and running and have it all for you. And it is the centerpiece of our Library Park, which is a landmark in the heart of our community, and we're all very proud of it, and we'll be happy to see the Rebecca of the Well statue and back and the water flowing and everything looking pretty.
Yeah. What's the story behind that? How long has it been around? You kind of telling me a little bit about it earlier.
Well, it's been restored through, it was several years ago. Gosh, I don't have all my information with me, but long time ago in the early 1900s, I know that they had put the first fountain up in Library Park. And then through the years, of course, there's always upkeep and so forth. It had been let go, and then back again, a resurgence in the 50s and 60s. It was running and doing well, and then we had some more issues with it. So they finally turned the fountain, shut all the water down, and turned it into a planter, and removed the center statue. And that has been out of commission since then. So about 8 years ago, the Downtown Committee decided to restore it. And the Litchfield Monument Company is restoring the Rebecca of the Well statue that will go back in the middle. And then we ordered a brand new fountain, the water feature, for the center. And it does contain the latest technology, which will keep the maintenance to a minimum. But we'll also conserve the resources needed to make it function. And then we have, the city's done great with the city's streetscape that we've all are enjoying. And got the benches and the sidewalks and the lighting all up and looking pretty. So we're definitely in the tail end of all the restoration of the area.
All right. It's exciting. I haven't been around to see the fountain. You know, I'm new to the area, so that'll be cool.
It speaks to a lot of us personally, and new to the community as well as those of us that have lived here for many years. So it's we're proud of it. Donations are still needed and welcomed, as always, and may be made payable to the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce with a notation on the memo line, just designating it, if you would, if anybody is interested, for it to go towards the Fountain Fund. But we're doing well, and we're all excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And last but not least, pork patty sale.
That's right. The Hillsborough and Litchfield Chambers of Commerce, we work together and have an agribusiness committee. And we have a pork patty sale this time every year over at Hillsborough in front of CNB. And it will be this Friday, May 22nd. All proceeds will go towards the Agribusiness Scholarship Fund. Anybody, just swing by and the guys will be cooking and we'll have everything ready for your lunch. If you'd like to make pre-orders, if anybody would like to, they can be sent to Jordan Rupert at CNB as well. So again, our pork patty sale is coming up this Friday, May 22nd.
All right. Sounds great. I'll probably have to hit that up.
They're good.
I believe you.
And I'm on my diet, so it'll be a test. I'm sure I'll have to have one, though.
just have to, yeah. One is fine. You're not going to.
I guess not.
You're not going to gain
50
pounds.
It's too late anyway. Yeah.
But, all right. Well, anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of. I think we covered everything that we were hoping to. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity, as always.
Thanks for coming in.